Misfits Motorsports is more than a racing team. It's a mission. Dedicated to our nation's veterans, the Misfits mission raises awareness for veteran suicide while providing support, purpose, and opportunities for veterans and youth. Together, we're driving change. Learn more on Facebook at Misfits Mission. Hey guys, welcome to episode 11 of the Ginger Veteran Podcast, Suicide Statistics. This is going to be a pretty tough episode for me to do, honestly. Probably a pretty tough episode for some people to listen to, but man, this is an episode that we don't want to ignore. A lot of good information I'm about to put out here on this podcast. So real quick, I just want to kind of touch on personal story. You know, I did in episode 2, you know, I'm nobody and this is my story part 2. You know, I spent my time struggling with suicidal ideations and thoughts of ending my life. Never really was a guy to think about using my gun and you know, anything like that. Always thought about just, I don't know, kind of making it a challenge. It was really, really weird, really, you know, terrible feeling. Honestly, it was frightening. I didn't know what I would do 1 minute from the next. Wasn't really sure if I was going to make it, honestly. And I'd love to sit here and tell you I know exactly why I didn't do the things that I thought about doing. But I really don't have those answers. You know, I would love to sit here and say it was my beautiful wife that I thought about. My kids, you know, people often wonder with suicide when you're left with no answers. People often wonder, you know, why? What did you think about? What were your, was it your intention? You know, was this accidental? Did you, you know, want to, you know, there's so many things. I mean, imagine it in your head and that's probably what you would wonder. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, me, I was never really thinking about anything when I did it. It was impulsive. It was intrusive. You know, they describe it as intrusive thoughts. Very, very impulsive, very spur of the moment type thing. Like it would just onset, come on real quick and, you know, never really go away. But kind of bury itself back down in the deep, dark depths of my mind. But you know, I don't know why I ever, you know, why I never went through with any of the intrusive thoughts. You know, and that's probably a hard thing for a lot of people to understand. You know, well, if you didn't go through with the intrusive thoughts, were you really suicidal? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you if I was or not. I felt like I was. I had thoughts like I was. I, you know, intended on doing it if I could, you know. So no, I don't know if I was suicidal. I don't know. All I can tell you is how I was feeling and what I was thinking. So, you know, for this episode, I really wanted to kind of touch on suicide and you know, share that personal experience. And just kind of go through some statistics from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So everybody knows this is done through the CDC. This is a focus on America and the suicide rates. They have some different things on this website, afsp.org. You can go in there and check it out. Just go in there and look around, and you know, it's really It's really interesting. They have a part on their website where you can break it down by state, and they have a bar, like a bar graph going, and it's showing you the national average over so many years. I believe it was 10 years, if I remember correctly, or 10 or 11, something like that. And I'll get down there to it, and I'll be able to correct myself either way on that. But it shows you the bar of the national average, and you can then pick a state, and it'll show you that state and how it kind of matches up to the national average. And I was just kind of messing around with it, just looking around and seeing, what I can, just looking. I mean, it piqued my interest. Obviously, this is something that I'm really passionate about, and I wanted to dig in. So I looked at a few states, and according to the website, Tennessee is pretty well above average. I'm from Tennessee, so it's kind of crazy to see that it's well above average. And I can probably tell you, in the past year, maybe one or two stories that I've heard. But honestly, you don't really hear a lot about it. You don't really, get a lot of attention on it. People, kind of, I mean, even myself, I look, I'm human, I make mistakes. People kind of take for granted what we hear in the news. And don't really think about what we don't hear. They can't cover everything 100%. I feel like suicide is a pretty big issue in our country, and probably in most of our states. So we should definitely be, hearing about that, I think. But again, I'm not the one who is a professional up here. I'm not a professional doctor, not a professional news reporter. So I don't know. Maybe suicide doesn't sell, right? They all say sex sells, maybe suicide doesn't. I don't know. But what I thought was interesting is I've always kind of heard in Washington, especially in Seattle, that a lot of people suffer from vitamin D deficiency because you don't get a lot of sunlight up there. And the suicide rates are really high. And I put Washington on there because I saw Tennessee was above average, and I thought, well, let me see what Washington is, because it's got to be insane. Because I've always heard my entire life, oh, Washington, highest rate of suicide, and they are actually well below the national average. Still pretty high. I would say one suicide is one suicide too many. But we all know that that's just an anecdotal thing, and it really, it's something you can't get away from. It's going to happen. People are going to do it. But what I think is interesting about that is because I've just always heard, Seattle, especially in Seattle, it's always raining and always crappy weather, and people in Washington just don't get enough vitamin D, and it causes depression. I just thought that was really interesting. Kind of getting off on a tangent here, so I'm gonna start talking about some statistics. So one statistic that I would love to be able to find, or I mean, put together. I don't know if there is such thing, but I would love to find a suicide survivor statistic, right? People who have either attempted or people who have thought about attempting. I would love to see the statistic on that. So again, according to AFSP.org, which is obviously based off the findings of the CDC, suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the United States. In the year 2022, Americans died by suicide. 49,476 Americans died by suicide. In 2022, there were an estimated 1.6 million suicide attempts. Now, I'm not a math major. I'm not good at math. That is quite a bit of people that have attempted and, not been successful. And I think those people are people that we need to highlight. We need to, talk to. We need to talk about. We need to reach out and make sure they're okay. It makes me wonder, are they getting the help they need? Are they getting proper health care, or do they just get immediate care and now it's like, well, you seem like you're better, so here's the real world back. And we all know that's fucking miserable. Nobody wants to go back out to the real world, especially after a traumatic experience, and I can't imagine. I would just love to sit down and have a conversation, not even on the podcast, just a private conversation between myself and somebody who has attempted suicide, not been successful. Thank you, not being successful, and has what is their outlook now on life? What has it changed to? What difference has it made to them? I would love to sit down and have that conversation with somebody, just one on one. I mean, I would just, I want to know. I want to hear that person's success story, right? I want to hear what that person did after they almost committed suicide. I think it would just be an amazing story to hear. So the age-adjusted suicide rate in 2022 was 14.21 per 100,000 individuals. In 2022, 3.85 men died by suicide more than, I apologize, I read that all wrong. In 2022, men died by suicide 3.85 times more than women. All right, so men have a higher suicide rate in 2022. White males accounted for 68.46% of suicide deaths in 2022. In 2022, firearms accounted for 54.64% of all suicide deaths. 94% of adults surveyed in the U.S. think suicide can be prevented. Absolutely 100%. I'm one of those people that think suicide can be prevented. But here's the catch. You're not going to prevent every single one. Okay? And that's the scary part. It really is, because we want to fight. We want to, fight this battle and help everybody out. You can't prevent them all, but one person saved is one more person to stay alive, right? One more person to live their life, to be there for their children, to be there for their spouse, to be there, for themselves, because that's the most important part, right? You are the most important thing. You need to remember, you are the thing that matters the most. Okay? If you take care of you, then yes, taking care of your babies, that's going to be something that comes, right? That's going to happen. But you have to take care of yourself. You can't just say, well, I'm here for my kids. I'm here for my kids. Well, what happens when your kids turn 18 and they move out? What happens when your kid's 15 and they tell you they hate you because you tell them they can't do something or go to a friend's house or go out to a party? What happens? What happens when you break that connection that has kept you alive? That's why you need to take care of yourself first. Make sure you're good with yourself before you do anything else. Okay? It's gonna help. I'm not cutting anybody short. I think great parents are amazing. I try to be a great parent. I fall short more times than not, but you have to be there present. And if you're not taking care of yourself and loving yourself, you're not present. So in 2022, suicide rates by age range, rates were highest for adults aged 85 years and up. It was at 23.02 per 100,000. And next highest for those 75 to 84, 20.26 per 100,000. Compared with rates in 2021, suicide rates increased for those aged 35 and older and decreased for those aged 34 and below. Youth below age 25 have had consistently lower suicide rates than middle-aged and older adults. In 2022, adolescents and young adults aged 15 to 24 rates declined from 15.15 per 100,000 to a suicide rate of 13.62 per 100,000. Okay, so we got something there to celebrate. We went down from 15.15 per 100,000 to 13.62 per 100,000. In adolescents, young adults aged 15 to 24. The fact that we have to put the age 15 to 24 on this suicide rate is sad. It's extremely sad. And I wish we knew the number one cause of suicide in kids and teens and young adults. You think when you've never dealt with this thing, battling inside your head, trying to fight against your demons, when you've never fought against that, you think, man, these guys had their whole lives in front of them. When it flashes and you have those intrusive thoughts, you're not thinking about the future, you're not thinking about the present, you're not thinking about anything except ending the pain. And that's what you want to do. You want it to be over by any means necessary. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Oh man, you had such a great life ahead of you. You know, people with those intrusive thoughts don't think that way, especially in the moment. They don't see it the same way that we see it, or you see it, or I see it. Nobody sees it the same way. I had three beautiful children. I had a loving wife, and still had those intrusive thoughts. Just never acted on them. So suicide rates by race, ethnicity, and sex. So in 2022, the highest U.S. aged adjusted suicide rate was among American Indians and Alaskan Natives, 16.11 per 100,000. Hold on, let me stop right here. It says American Indians. I thought we switched to Native American. To be politically correct, I'm going to say Native American. And the second highest rate was among whites, 15.83 per 100,000. Much lower rates were found among Black or African Americans, 8.60 per 100,000, and Asian and Pacific Islanders, 6.93 per 100,000. So it's important to note here, the CDC records Hispanic origin separately from the primary racial or ethnic groups of white, Black, American, Indian, or Alaskan Native. I apologize again, Native American, and Asian or Pacific Islander. Since individuals in all groups may also be Hispanic, overall across groups, the age-adjusted rate of suicide for non-Hispanics was 15.42 per 100,000, and the rate for Hispanics was 8.08 per 100,000. Now, those numbers are just insane. I mean, I read those numbers and I just, it makes me so sad. It really does. It really just kind of breaks my heart that this is what it looks like. I mean, if I didn't Google this, I wouldn't have known. These rates are insane. I don't hear about this all the time on the news. I don't hear about this all the time through social media. I'll see a post here and there about this person or that person. And, you know, we're not fighting hard enough, guys. We're not fighting hard enough. We need to fight harder on this. This is sad. People should not feel like they have to get to this point. But again, here we are. I mean, it's insane. Oh, man. So, in 2021, the most recent year for which data are available, the rate of visits to the emergency departments for non-fatal self-harm injuries was approximately 148.2 per 100,000 people. Based on the 2022 National Survey of Drug Use and Mental Health, it is estimated that 0.6 of the adults aged 18 or older made at least one suicide attempt. This translates to approximately 1.6 million adults. Guys, we really have to do something about this. I mean, this is crazy that I'm reading these numbers and reporting them to you on this podcast. That is insane. So I'm looking here at the suicide rates in the United States. This fact and figure sheet is what they call it. It's the one I was kind of telling you about earlier in the episode. You know, it's got, okay, so it's got 2013 to 2022, so 9 years, three, six, nine, 10 years. Okay, so I suck at math. Let's clear the air here, right? Let's talk about the elephant in the room. I suck at math. Math isn't my strong suit, but whatever, we're going to recover from it. So if I could show you this graph here. It has, you know, 0 up to 25 by fives, and then it's got the years across the bottom. So the number is stuck pretty much in the middle of 10 and 15. You know, starting 2017, it gets closer to 15. 18, 19, it gets closer to 15. Well, 19, it starts to come back down a little bit. 20, it kind of, you know, levels out there. 21, it goes back up, and then 22, it goes back up as well. So that is the national average, right? So now I'm going to pick a random state. I'm going to pick, let's see, Virginia. All right, so Virginia is pretty much spot on with the national average. They were below in 2019, which is good, slightly below in 2015, and slightly below in 21 and 22. Okay, so let's see here. Let's pick just another, you know, random state. Let's go with Wyoming. I've heard a lot about Wyoming. You know, there not being really a lot to do, and it pretty much being a barren wasteland. Anybody listening that's from Wyoming, I apologize. I've never been to Wyoming. I'd love to go. I think it sounds awesome. But that's just what I've heard. So Wyoming, man. All right, well, the graph got larger. So I told you that the national average hovered between 10 and 15, and these are rates per 100,000. I'm sorry if I didn't say that in the beginning. These are rates per 100,000 individuals. So, you know, the national average hovers between 10 and 15. In 2013, for Wyoming, the national average was slightly above 20. 2014, still the same, slightly above 20. 2015, slightly below 30. 2016, right at 25. 2017, slightly above 25. 2018, right at 25. 2019, right at 30. 2020, right at 30 as well. 2021, slightly below 35. 2022, right at 25. They never even got close to coming down to the national average. Let's look at Texas. Texas is a pretty big state. See how they go. See how they fare. So, 2013 to 2019, slightly below average. 21 to 22, right on par with the national average. Let's see. Let's go with New York, big city, right? Let's go with New York. Hey, New York, not doing terrible. They're hovering right square in the middle of 5 and 10, and I mean it pretty much. It, you know, it's a slight wave, but it pretty much doesn't fluctuate from in between that 5 and 10. So, you know, guys, it's really hard statistics to look at, really hard conversation to have. You know, the word suicide makes people so uncomfortable. But, you know, I feel like the more we talk about it, the more normal it is, maybe the easier it'll be for somebody to say something. You know, some people see people struggling and And I don't want to say anything because nobody likes the word suicide. Nobody likes to look at somebody and say, "Are you okay?" And if they say no, like, nobody wants to look at them and say, "Are you thinking about committing suicide?" Look, the best way is to catch them off guard, right? And ask them. And if you can really tell and you really know somebody and you really know something's bothering them and you ask them if they're thinking about committing suicide, watch for the way they answer that question. Right. I don't know how many times I've told somebody, "I'm fine. I'm good. I'm okay." I don't know why. I wasn't. I wasn't fine. I wasn't good. I wasn't okay. I was lost and I was hurting and I was begging for somebody to pick up on the signs. I didn't want to tell somebody because I didn't want to tell the wrong person. I didn't want to have somebody judge me because of the way I was feeling. And that's something else we got to remember, guys. Not everybody's going to tell you when they're having problems and when they're struggling. We got to make sure we pay attention to the signs. And hey, I get it. I understand. Not everybody shows signs. And I don't know what to tell you about that. Kind of goes back to what I said earlier. We'll never prevent them all, but maybe we can prevent some. Stopping one is a milestone. Stopping two is an achievement. Stopping three is a blessing. We got to figure it out, guys. Check on the person next to you. Make sure everybody is okay. Give somebody a smile. Ask them how they're doing. You might be the person that gives them a different outlook or makes them think twice. You never know. We see people on the street all the time. I put this on Facebook the other day. We ask them how we're doing. Why do we do that if we don't care? We just keep walking after we ask them. It's like a rhetorical question. It doesn't need an answer. But it does. You asked it. You verbalized concern. Why did you verbalize concern if you're not really concerned? I do it too. Let's break the cycle. Let's help each other out. Thanks, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next week. Thank you.